Hi, this is Dr. Mary Young. Welcome to the audio portion of my blog. Today's entry is called Crash. Last week, a woman was reportedly killed when she slammed into another car on the road. Authorities believe she was posting to Facebook about how much she enjoyed the song Happy at the same time. Yesterday, I started to put a flash drive in my computer. It didn't seem to want to go in initially, so I gave it a little extra push. It went in, and the screen went black. The computer would not turn on again. This morning, after I dropped my son off at school, I was sitting at the entrance to my subdivision waiting to turn in, waiting for several cars to pass. The entrance is just after a blind curve, and in the rearview mirror, I saw a car coming around the curve very quickly, fighting to slow down and avoid hitting me. Fortunately, I was pretty awake, and I had a little extra room, so I rolled forward a bit to give him more space. I noticed after he came to a stop, he appeared to be picking things up from the floorboard that had obviously fallen due to his abrupt stop. Please don't misconstrue that I think my two events are remotely comparable to the first tragedy. But the common link is that in the first two examples, the intended plan not only failed, but it ended future plans in a flash. No pun intended regarding the computer. Fortunately for all, in the third case, I was alert and present. We all have in mind a strategy, a goal, or a destination. We develop a path or a plan to get there, and we can see it in varying degrees. We don't normally work into the plan a provision for the crash, car, or computer, but unfortunately, we often don't take the time to be mindful in order to work in the provision for it to not happen. What would have happened had the woman thought about the fact that she was driving and it was more important than letting her Facebook friends know about her musical preference? What would have happened if I had stopped and thought that it is not normal for flash drives to have such difficulty entering a USB port? What would have happened if I had not been paying attention this morning at the entrance, or if the other driver had been? There is a saying, there is never enough time to do it right the first time, but there's plenty of time to do it over again and again. The art of mindfulness is about slowing down, noticing the nuance of the ordinary both within and externally. It is a practice that must be cultivated in order to be effective. It is not only something one does, but something one is or becomes. Is there anything that you are neglecting or taking for granted simply because you are not aware? If you knew that your lack of awareness would cause it to change drastically for the worse, what would you do differently? Imagine playing the tape forward of the undesirable outcome, then play it again a second time in slow motion with a posture of mindfulness. You still have that opportunity. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's post, I hope that you'll forward it on to someone else. Until next time, take care.